And I feel that in our response to date, because our team is so heavily sort of invested in community responses, and since 2002 we have only worked in the public sector, we have been able to rapidly have success. Partners in Health, within a few days, was able to successfully open and fully staff 20 operating rooms in the public sector, and 11 of those were at the General Hospital, a place we had never, ever worked. But because we have these deep roots in the Haitian community and among the Ministry of Public Health, we were able to quickly fill gaps that weren't there and allow the Haitian response to and needs to drive our response. So I think, you know, Haiti was under an aid embargo. The government of Haiti was under an aid embargo between 2000 and 2004. And unfortunately, that further shackled the government's ability to respond. And any country, you know, even our own, which is a very wealthy country, government has difficulty responding to such a crisis, as does the private sector. I don't think we can look to either private sector nor public sector responses in Katrina and say either was a success. But we strongly believe, and it has been our deep experience, that working both of those avenues, the civil society piece and the public sector piece, is the way to get the reach that is needed to deal with essentially an entire capital city and outlying areas that has been decimated. So, you know, I really appreciate being, you know, participating in this call. I appreciate all the work one has done in Africa as well as now in Haiti, and our friends at Jubilee, because it's the only way to get Haiti moving again is to unshackle the Haitian people from the enormous debt that they're living under.